Hey friends, welcome to this week's episode of Paper Wings. I'm your host, Hannah. Right from the outset, I want to apologize. It is super, super windy today, and try as I might, I could not find a single spot in the entire house where I could hear zero wind. So my microphone might pick that up, might not, but if it does, I just want to apologize. So today, I am reviewing a book called A Wish in the Dark by Christina Sundhornvat. I feel like I'm totally butchering her name. So this book is a middle grade Thai-based dystopian fantasy, which is a mouthful, but basically it's written for middle graders, so probably like 12 to 15. The world is based on Thailand. It's dystopian, so like corrupt government is a central factor, and it's a fantasy, so there is magic and there are like special gifts and special wishes and everything. And according to the inside flap, it's based off of Les Miserables. I feel like I'm also butchering that name, but it's Les Mis. I have never read Les Mis. I own the book, but I have not gotten around to reading it yet. So I don't know how much of the story is following that plotline, but there you go. So this book, it's not like super long. It took me probably 3 days to read it, and I wasn't reading like a whole lot during those 3 days. It is a good story, but I had trouble with the writing. I felt like Christina was just trying too hard, which I totally get. I mean, I'm trying to write a book, and it is so, so hard to like to pick the right words where it's like it's deep and it's beautiful, but you're not trying too hard and distracting from the story. And I feel like the writing for me very much distracted from the story. But you know, the struggle's real. It's hard to write a book. And that's just my thoughts. I like, when it comes to middle to grade books, I like books that are just very simple, very clean, easy to read, with just like the best plot line that you can possibly have, but very simple writing. When I was halfway through the book, and I felt like I was still waiting for it to begin. Most of the action is clumped right at the end. In the beginning, I feel like everything was just being set up for the end. I feel like there was also like this huge dump of information at the beginning, and I wish that Christina had just like spread that throughout the book a little bit more. I feel like if it had been a longer book, that would have worked out better, but because it was not meant to be like a long book, I feel like there was just like these dumps everywhere. The ending was actually a pleasant surprise. This isn't like, well, maybe it is, but I feel like it's not really a well-known book. So, I'm not gonna like spoil it for you like I usually do. But yeah, I did like the ending more than the rest of the book. I really liked that it wasn't like a tied with a bow ending. The characters and everybody, they still had stuff they had to figure out after fixed everything. It wasn't fixed. They fixed the big problem, but there are all these like nuances and details of life that needed to be figured out and needed to be worked through and figure out what's the best thing. But I also feel like the ending was like those credits on some movies where like the story ends and then it just like shows a picture and a bunch of words and it tells you how things eventually turn out. I feel like the ending kind of lacked that story factor and it was just another information dump like the beginning was. So all in all, it wasn't, it almost won the Newbery. The information dumps and the trying too hard type of writing were those two stars that I docked off. So yeah, that's my thoughts for that book. By the way, if you haven't been following me on Instagram, I announced there that I now have a Patreon page. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/paperwingspod, and there will be a link for that in the show notes. And I have a special offer running from today, May 1st, to next Saturday, May 8th. Everybody who is a patron and subscribed to one of the tiers, which the starting tier is like $2, so it's not like a whole lot to support the show. But anyway, everyone who's a patron between now and next Saturday, current patrons, signing up patrons, upgrading patrons, everybody's going to receive some happy mail in their mailboxes. It's going to be like a postcard, the handwritten note, and anyway, I hope you consider supporting the show, and I hope you liked today's episode. We'll see you next week. Bye, friends.